Weight is everything in aviation. You know this before you ever step into the cockpit. Weight and balance is one of the first concepts every student pilot encounters. It's on every written test. It's part of every pre-flight, every fuel calculation, every load sheet, every passenger manifest. It all feeds back into the same fundamental question: is this airplane legal to fly? And once airborne, is it legal to land? This past weekend, that question landed hard for Lufthansa. Twice, within 24 hours. This is ATs on Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSold.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSold.com, within a 24-hour window, two separate Lufthansa Boeing 747 aircraft, both US-bound transatlantic flights, were forced to execute overweight landings. Two different crews, two different flights. Same airline, same aircraft type, back to back. That's unusual enough to warrant some time talking through what actually happened, what an overweight landing really means, and why the aftermath of a landing like this is often more significant than the landing itself. Let's start with the basics, because this is a topic that general aviation pilots sometimes don't encounter directly, and it's worth understanding at a fundamental level. Every aircraft certified for flight in the United States and in Europe under the European Union Aviation Safety Agency, EASA, is certified to operate within a specific weight envelope. That envelope has two critical upper bounds for our purposes today: maximum takeoff weight and maximum landing weight. Those two numbers are not the same. In light aircraft, the difference may be small or negligible. In heavy transport category aircraft, the gap can be enormous. For the Boeing 747, we're talking about a significant structural difference between what the airplane can safely lift off the runway carrying and what it can safely put back down. Lufthansa operates the 747-8 Intercontinental, one of the most advanced variants ever built. The maximum takeoff weight can reach around 447,000 kilograms. The maximum landing weight is substantially lower, somewhere in the range of 306,000 kilograms. The math on that gap is striking. You're talking about roughly 140,000 kilograms of fuel that needs to burn between takeoff and landing for the aircraft to arrive within legal landing weight limits. That's fuel the engines consume driving the aircraft across oceans. For a full transatlantic route, Frankfurt to the east coast of the United States, for example, a flight lasting 8 to 10 hours burns through that fuel load naturally over the course of the crossing. The system is elegant in its simplicity. Take off heavy burn fuel crossing the ocean. Arrive light enough to land safely. The fuel consumption and the distance covered happen to work out by design to bring the aircraft into compliance by the time it crosses the coast. But here's the critical vulnerability in that elegance. It only works if you complete the intended route. If something goes wrong 2 hours into that 10-hour flight and you're still over the North Atlantic, or just turning back toward the European coast, you are carrying the vast majority of that fuel load. The aircraft is nowhere near its maximum landing weight, and you may have a situation that demands you get on the ground right now. This is the scenario that produced two overweight landings for Lufthansa in a single day. Simple Flying reported both incidents involved US-bound flights that were diverted back early in their routes. The specific causes of the diversions, whether medical emergencies, mechanical faults, or other operational factors, were not officially confirmed by Lufthansa at the time of reporting. What's clear is that in both cases, the crews determined that landing was necessary before enough fuel had been consumed to bring the aircraft within certified landing weight limits. So what are the options when you're heavy and you need to get down? The first option, and the one most people outside the airline world aren't aware of, is fuel dumping. The Boeing 747 is equipped with a fuel jettison system, a series of nozzles in the wings that allow the crew to dump fuel overboard to reduce weight. Done in the right airspace at altitude with proper coordination with air traffic control, fuel jettisoning can bring an aircraft within landing weight limits relatively quickly. The jettisoned fuel atomizes and evaporates before reaching the ground, or disperses to safe concentrations over water or sparsely populated areas. But fuel dumping isn't instant. It takes time to set up, time to coordinate with controllers, and time to actually dump enough fuel to matter. On a 747, you might need to jettison tens of thousands of kilograms of fuel. Even with the jettison system operating at capacity, that takes meaningful time. Time you may not have in a genuine emergency. The second option is the overweight landing itself. The crew declares the situation, coordinates with air traffic control, and brings the aircraft in. Heavy overweight landing procedures are well established. They're trained in simulators. Every major airline's operations manual covers them in detail. Here's what many people outside of aviation don't understand. An overweight landing, executed correctly, does not look catastrophic. There's no dramatic hard landing, no structural failure, no crisis visible from the cabin. A skilled crew flying a stabilized approach can touch down an overweight aircraft with enough smoothness that most passengers won't realize anything unusual occurred. The aircraft rolls out, it slows, it clears the runway. Everyone walks off. The drama happens later on the ground, when the maintenance team gets involved. Any overweight landing, any touchdown above the certified maximum landing weight, triggers a mandatory special inspection. This requirement comes from the aircraft manufacturer's structural maintenance manuals, and it's overseen by the certifying authority. In the case of the 747, that's Boeing, the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, and for European registered aircraft, coordination with EASA. The inspection isn't a quick walkabout. Maintenance technicians go through the aircraft systematically. They examine the landing gear assemblies, the trunnion pins, the attachment structures, the wing-to-body fairings, the belly skin panels. They check the wing spar structure, the keel beam, the pressure bulkheads. Depending on the severity of the overweight condition, specifically how far above maximum landing weight the aircraft actually touched down, and what the sink rate was at touchdown, the inspection requirements escalate accordingly. Some inspections can be completed in a matter of hours. Others require the aircraft to be partially disassembled for access to structural components. In more demanding cases, non-destructive testing equipment is brought in to check for micro-cracking or deformation that isn't visible to the naked eye. Until that inspection is completed and signed off by qualified maintenance personnel, the aircraft is grounded. It doesn't fly, it doesn't carry passengers, it sits. Now multiply that by two aircraft simultaneously within 24 hours for the same airline. Lufthansa operates one of the largest long-haul fleets in the world. The 747 is a workhorse in their transatlantic operation. Having two of them simultaneously sidelined for mandatory post-overweight inspections isn't a footnote in the operations center. It's a genuine scheduling disruption. Think through the cascade. The passengers on those flights, potentially hundreds of people on each aircraft, need to be rebooked. The aircraft themselves may be sitting at airports that weren't part of Lufthansa's planned maintenance network for that day. Transporting technicians, equipment, and parts to a divert airport is itself a logistical event. The crews have consumed duty time, downstream flights. Those aircraft were scheduled for need to be covered. Aircraft repositioning adds more complexity. A single diversion with an overweight landing is an operational inconvenience. Two in a day is a genuine stress test on the network. Now, let's address the question that any pilot naturally asks when hearing this story. Two incidents. Same type, same airline. 24 hours. What's the probability that's coincidence? Aviation is a statistical universe, and coincidence is genuinely possible. Lufthansa's 747 fleet flies multiple transatlantic rotations daily. Diversions occur, overweight landings occur, though infrequently. Having two cluster in a short window could be statistical noise, the kind of clustering that appears in any large-scale operational dataset. But aviation safety culture is built on the principle of not assuming coincidence when closer examination is possible. Incident reports get filed. Manufacturers are notified. The FAA and the Luftfahrt Bundesamt, Germany's civil aviation authority, maintain visibility on events like these. If a common thread exists between the two incidents, the reporting and investigation process is designed to surface it. As of this broadcast, there is no public indication the two incidents share a common cause. The working assumption remains two isolated events in close time proximity, but the review process runs its course regardless. For the pilots listening to this, especially those transitioning from general aviation to the airline world, or studying for type ratings, the overweight landing scenario is one of those topics where understanding the regulatory framework matters as much as the stick and rudder execution. In general aviation, most of us aren't flying aircraft with the kind of fuel capacity that creates a dramatic landing weight problem. A Cessna 172 or a Piper Cherokee burns through fuel fast enough that even a short mission doesn't create meaningful weight deltas. The margins involved are measured in dozens of pounds, not hundreds of thousands of pounds, but the principle is identical. Maximum landing weight is a structural limit, not a suggestion. It's derived from analysis of the forces the airframe is certified to absorb at touchdown, exceed it, and you're operating in territory the engineers didn't validate. Maybe the structure handles it without consequence. Maybe it doesn't. That uncertainty is exactly why the limit exists and why post-overweight inspection requirements exist. For pilots moving into larger aircraft, turboprops, jets, or eventually transport category equipment, the relationship between fuel load, weight management, and landing weight becomes operationally critical. You will train for overweight landing scenarios in the simulator. You will know your aircraft's fuel dump procedures, if applicable. You will understand what triggers the mandatory inspection. This is foundational knowledge at that level. The Lufthansa incidents are a high-profile reminder that weight and balance isn't a training exercise concept. It's a real-world operational reality that surfaces even on the world's most advanced aircraft operated by experienced crews on routine routes. Lufthansa had not released formal public statements on the specific causes of either diversion as of this broadcast. Both aircraft were undergoing mandatory structural inspections. Details on this story came from Simple Flying. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Weight and balance. Every flight, every time.